This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More gold for the U.S. at the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. American Chloe Kim has won gold in the women's halfpipe, and Nathan Chen is bringing home the gold in men's figure skating. More states here at home are getting rid of mask mandates, but what about in schools? The AP's Jennifer King's got this.
As the Omicron surge abates, even states with strong virus guidelines are making plans to lift school mask mandates by the end of February or March. That includes Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, Oregon, and Rhode Island. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker announced public school students and staff will no longer have to wear face coverings indoors starting February 28th. Emma Lockwood, a parent in Arlington, Massachusetts, was surprised by the timing.
I can't wait to get rid of them. On the other hand, I feel like it would be good to wait until everybody's eligible to be vaccinated.
The governors of New York and Illinois say they will soon end their indoor mask mandates for most public settings, but keep it for schools. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden wants to lower prescription drug costs. He'll be in Virginia today. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The White House says President Biden in rural Culpeper, Virginia, is calling attention to the unacceptable cost of medications. In December, he said,
"We're going to end the days when drug companies could increase their prices with no oversight and no accountability."
Limiting the prices of prescription drugs is one of the more popular items on his domestic agenda.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league is working on it. He says the NFL won't put up with racism or discrimination. Ford says it had to shut down its engine plant in Windsor, Ontario because of a parts shortage as that blockade continues between Canada and Detroit by protesters demanding an end to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is standing firm against easing the restrictions. Gas prices are still going up. Gas is $3.48 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. There's word that the National Archives has asked the Justice Department to investigate how former President Trump handled government documents.
The Washington Post reports that the National Archives has asked the Justice Department to investigate whether former President Trump violated the Presidential Records Act. The AP has been unable to independently confirm that report. The Post previously detailed how Trump would tear up presidential documents that were then gathered up and taped together by aides after he had thrown them in the trash. A referral for potential criminal prosecution does not mean the Justice Department is likely to investigate or bring charges. The National Archives did confirm that it arranged the transportation of 15 boxes of presidential papers found at Mar-a-Lago by current Trump representatives. In a statement, Trump said he complied with the law. He also calls the Post articles fake news and is working with the archives to preserve the Trump legacy. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.